The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is July 31st, 2023. Bringing back to the mic here is my good friend Rob James from the Upper Midwest there, and he's going to be joining me in hour number two starting next Monday. It's hour number two for the National Intel Report, and looking forward to batting around some issues with Rob here and there. Again, we our relationship is kind of like with John and myself, John Stadmiller, myself, and I remember a couple of times, I don't know if you heard this, Rob, listening to the show, that we get a little heated and a difference of opinion, and John would call me after the show, and I just picked the phone up right away. I knew he was calling. The show's over, and I'm going to get a call from John on my cell, and I answer the phone, and I said, yeah, and he goes, what the hell was that all about? He's like, What was that all about? I said, well, you wanted me to agree with you? I disagree with you. Would you want Ed McMahon or you want Steve Elkins? You know, you got Steve Elkins. If you want Ed McMahon, you got the wrong guy. I'm sorry. But well, we laughed about it. Yeah. And, you know, basically respectfully disagree, but we always had a brothership, and it always worked out well. And he learned to understand that I'm not going to agree with everything you say.
Well, that's called logical discourse, Steve. And as much as I spent a lot of time last year during two elections, one was a primary, one was the midterm, pushing a certain candidate up in Wisconsin to oust a certain other candidate who's long time there. And you know, the thing is, every time I'd knock on a door, and I'd be talking. People are like, oh, he's doing it again. But we'd have conversations with regular people. I'd become friends with them by the time I'm done leaving their driveway. They just want somebody to listen to them. Yeah. We can't do that anymore because we're not allowed. We're out of bounds. We're that far right group.
They push that narrative, Rob. They push that narrative. If your speech doesn't agree with my speech, it's hate speech then. And that's backed people off to saying, well, I can't discuss the issues with you. I've lost friendships. You've lost friendships over COVID. I know you have. I've lost friendships and people that have canceled me. And I was right, by the way. I was right. And they never came back to say, I apologize. You were totally right on this one. But that's what we face when we come out with our opinions. But I've always come to the table thinking I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I have some expertise, some understanding of a lot of things. And I may find somebody who may change my mind on something. And I recognize that and I appreciate that. And that's what this whole network's been about for me, you know, bringing something to the table. Open phone lines. We got some smart callers to bring your information. And we talk about the issues. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be communicating. We're supposed to be talking.
Well, I never totally agreed with John on everything. Very simply, I mean, through all of this, I grew up, I would say, politically, if that's what I want to say, but I grew up intellectually on with the help of Stadmiller and Republic Broadcasting and the logical discussions. And quite honestly, I'm a mechanic, long term, 39 years, okay, auto mechanic, I have told people that I've learned one thing in life. You need to study the mechanics of life, the mechanisms of everything. Everything has a mechanism as to how it works. And that's what John taught me about. You have to understand how things are supposed to work. Because if you cannot understand how they're supposed to work, how in the heck are you ever going to know if they're broken? And exactly. How are you going to know how to try and fix it?
Exactly.
And then worse yet, you're going to get run over by the steamroller in the end because you were people are sitting on the train tracks right now. They have right. Some of them have sat down on the train tracks. Some of them have laid down on the train tracks.
Yeah.
And they're just going, boy, you know, what's going on? And they heard a bing, bing, bing. And
right.
And I'm trying, you know, people like you and me are the ones out there trying to help people get yeah. off the tracks and teach get them how the not to be on there.
Yeah, don't put your head on the tracks listening for the train, okay? You can lose your head that way, right? Right, Ron?
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a good Indian thing.
I'm listening for the train here. Yeah, get your head off the track.
I can hear it coming closer. I can hear it coming down the track.
Yeah. Amazing stuff.
I'm sure we'll have some great conversations.
No, we are. We are. And again, at the end of the day, we disagree. We are still brothers, man. And we're still brothers in truth. And I that's the way I look at it. And John understood that. And I think he finally understood who I was and that he didn't bring somebody on the network that was just going to agree with him everything. I mean, that's boring. I'm sorry, but that's boring.
Well, you know why happened, you know what he liked about you?
What's that?
He liked the fact he was a firebrand. Okay. He was a good old firebrand guy. He was not. He knew what he knew because he'd spent the time educating himself, and he was not letting anybody back him down from his knowledge base of how things work. And he knew that you were a firebrand guy, too, and you were bringing in a different view, you know, a different angle. So that's why he liked you. So
Well, it was fun, and I wish it had continued. I still think about him all the time, how he's in my studio here. I can look around and see two pictures of him right now. And I miss him, and I miss those conversations on air. I miss those conversations after the shows, how we would actually just talk about issues. The next thing he'd say, you know, we just did a show. Did you record that? Did you make any notes? I said, a couple of notes. Yeah, I can do that. And we talk about it the next day. So, no, it was a lot of fun, and he taught me a lot, and I'm very appreciative of being in the situation that I am to come to RBN and talk about issues and bring guests on. And we had a great guest earlier on today. I don't know if you caught that. And talking about COVID and AIDS, it was good stuff. But Tom, Rob, I need to let you go here. We got other callers,
yes,
and
sir.
I got to get to this video. But again, Rob James is going to be joining me in hour number two next Monday, his debut to fly. And I think he's going to do great. He's got some knowledge, some great insight to a lot of things. And he's right. If you don't understand the mechanism, how it works, then you don't know when it's broken. Great logic there, Rob. And look forward to seeing you next Monday on the second hour. Okay, we'll see you then.
Very good.
Thanks,
sir.
Rob.
Talk to you.
Thanks, Rob.
Bye-bye.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun kicking things around with Rob. We got to call it that. Kicking things around with Rob, hour number two. But let's go to the phones and let's pick up with Pat in Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hey. I think I can remember what I've been.
Does everybody down in Texas say hey or they say hello? Just curious.
No, I don't care for hell.
No, hello. Hello.
I'll tell you greetings.
Hello? Do you ever say hello? You ever say hello?
No. Greetings.
Okay. Greetings. Greetings. Like greetings hell. And hey. Okay. Okay. What's on your mind, Pat?
Okay. If you go to Conservapedia and look up four reasons why Trump got out of the Paris Agreement. You know what I'm talking
about? Paris Climate Agreement. Okay.
Yeah. And it's very good. I mean, it's he said it's going to go past my presidency, but it's costing us millions and millions of dollars. And that's true. It's true. He says that it stops innovation because you got to deal with the world on whether or not there's global warming, which there isn't. We know that's a crap. It's a good story there to tell the truth. So as soon as Biden became the acting president, The first hour, he put us back into the Paris Agreement. Yeah. So there's part
It's fitting the agenda, the green agenda. By the way, there's a documentary out there, if you can find it. I think it's on Rumble. And it's called Planet of the Humans, Planet of the Humans. And basically it's saying why green energy does not work. And it goes down the list of why this is not going to work. It's impossible. Right. And definitely you want to see that one. You also want to see Leaving California, the true story. And I think it's on Epoch Times TV. You can catch it there. Or it might be on Rumble also, I think, also. But, Planet of the Humans, why green energy doesn't work. Check it out.
My husband noticed this thing. He said, every time I go out there and they spray the sky full of crap, said it was supposed to rain, but it won't rain. So that's what they're doing now. They're stopping it from raining.
Yep.
Geoengineering.
They can do that. Yep.
Rain cools things down. Yep,
they can definitely. You know, one thing there was a host on this network, and I don't want to name drop or anything, but in disagreement of whether climate geoengineering, disagreed, didn't think it's possible, but did understand that we had Operation Popeye in Vietnam, which was basically cloud seeding, spraying aerosol into the clouds, and then formulating a concentration of clouds and bringing down torrential rains. That's geoengineering. That's geoengineering. That's weather modification. And it was Operation Popeye. And that's a common fact. So if they could do that in Vietnam, don't you think they may have perfected that system even a little bit more today in 2023? Don't you think maybe a little more perfected what they can do with this technology? Sure.
You see, you can't tell which way the wind blows unless you're in a jungle or something, because, it brings back memories of how we had the Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
It took the government to make them plant trees so the dust, so that everything wouldn't blow away. I'm a farmer. You can't tell me how to farm.
Yeah.
But it worked. It worked. Mm-hmm. And so here, I think that they've tried that in South Texas, and so it didn't rain there. It rained here all the time. It's because you can't tell which way the wind's going to blow.
Yeah.
Same reason.
Well, there's a lot of sci-fi things that we saw on TV and the movies that we thought, oh, that's just TV and Hollywood. But a lot of that stuff has turned out to be really true stuff. We do have technology that would probably blow your mind of what they can do. Mm-hmm. And again, they can't spray chemicals in the air and cloud seed and make it rain. Yes, they can make the weather, which also means why is California in a drought? Why is California in the drought last couple of years? If you can make it rain, is because it was all purposeful. They were planning on making food shortages. They were planning on all this, taking people and burning the forest down. That was all planned and controlled also to force people out of areas, to control people for their sustainability, which is just another sister, the ugly stepsister to Agenda 2030 is what it is, sustainability. And this is all planned and programmed. These are all programs that were carried out. And yes, you could actually cloud seed and think about it, you can cloud seed and make it rain over the fires. But no, we don't want to do that. There's a reason why we're burning everything up.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
The reason why. Pat, I thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. Appreciate you. You take care, hon. You take care. I think we can, Julie, let's go ahead and start this clip. Let me just give a little intro on it. I'm going to run it for the full 30 minutes. Then I got a few more things we can talk about for the last remaining 15 minutes. I do want to catch this clip here. It's a nice clip. It is the interviewer is Alexandra Bruce, and she's interviewing John Michael Chambers. And the question asked is the U.S. heading in the direction of another USSR? And that's a good question, because a lot of things we're seeing right now are pointing in that direction of communism and complete control over the American people. And I thought it was an interesting interview, so I think you will also get something out of it. And it's a little over 30 minutes, and we will play the clip starting right now. Go ahead and play that clip, Julie.
Bruce.
Bruce.
Last week, Dr. Joseph Mercola was debanked by the Rockefeller-owned Chase Bank. Chase not only Mercola's bank account, but they also shut down the accounts of his employees and their family members. The Rockefellers apparently want to transform the United States into North Korea. It's terrifying, and that's the whole point, but we're not going to let that happen. Mercola had already been debanked by another institution a few years ago, and he was threatened to such a degree that he would be sued and that his web domain that he's operated since 1997 would be seized, that he was forced to remove 26 years of content from his website. He no longer leaves posts up there for longer than 48 hours, having now moved his blog to Substack. That he's been debanked again, in addition to his employees and their family members, is a signal to him that the satanic deep state is getting ready to launch a new attack that makes COVID look like a walk in the park. So I had this whole news show planned out for you guys today, but John Michael Chambers dropped by, so we had an amazing conversation with each other instead. Check it out. So now somebody who is no stranger to debanking and deplatforming, the creator and founder of America Media Periscope, John Michael Chambers, who is the reason why I'm sitting here with you now, the man who started it all, is with us today. Welcome to the show, John. You've battled the spike protein bioweapon. You're welcome. And you've been deplatformed by all the social media companies, and you were debanked by PayPal. And you've been very busy behind the scenes, but you took a break from being in front of the camera. But now you're back with a new weekly show, the 40,000-foot view. So I'd like to get your 40,000-foot view of the second debanking of Dr. Mercola. And I'm also hearing a lot of rumors about the imminent collapse of the U.S. dollar and or the imminent collapse of the entire Western banking system, and that everybody in the so-called free world will soon be effectively debanked. The Federal Reserve has announced that their FedNow service has gone live. I've seen reports that FedNow will be the transaction processing system for the Federal Reserve's soon-to-be-released programmable central bank digital currency. I know you're a financial guy, so I'd love to get your views on these scary rumors and developments and want to know what you see happening over the next 24 months, particularly in the financial landscape, and where you think, you know, things are headed financially, politically, geopolitically, et cetera, over the next 24 months, which is pretty much going to be the scope of your show.
Well, thank you. You know, to your viewers right now, anybody out there, or if you know your viewers know someone who thinks that this is about right versus left, Democrat versus Republican, business as usual, folks, listen to the opening of that segment that Alex. Alexander just shared with you. Go back and listen to this after the show. Listen to that. Okay? We're in a post-constitutional government. We already lost our country. Actually, 1871, but in recent years,
couple gaps in here a little bit. It'll come back. I don't know why it's
significant.
It did it for me.
Since 1871. And you can't get any more proof than what they did to Dr. Mercola and his team. And so that's a very grim picture you've.
You know, Julie, this is more glimpse than I had when I listened to it the first time. Something's going on. They must be messing with the video itself. Let's just cancel it. I'll forget it, unfortunately. And That's too bad. It was a good 30-minute clip. And he's right. We are in a post-constitutional. We have a post-constitutional government. The Constitution is not standing as it should and representing the people. That's unfortunate. I'm sorry about that, people, because I listened to this today, and it had a couple little small glitches, but nothing like this. I don't know what's going on, so we'll just maybe I'll see if I can figure out to find a good copy of it, and maybe we'll play it another time. But that's the way it is. Let's just move on to some other information here then. Interesting stuff here. The two retired ex-IRS whistleblowers are now being referred to as, get this, the so-called whistleblowers. That's a little strategy by the Democrats to discredit their testimony. Gary Schlafly, I'm not sure if there's any relation to Phyllis Schlafly of Eagle Forum. I don't think it is, but retired ex-IRS agent Gary Schlafly, I think he knows his job, and I think he recognizes something very, very odd when he found out the money transfers, all the money transfers going to the different areas there to funnel, be laundered, and basically make it to the Biden accounts. He recognized it, and he caught it. And he also recognizes a very sweet sweetheart plea deal to give Hunter Biden a pass on, you know, his indiscretions with the law. Certainly not applying to other people. You and I would be serving some hard time for what this guy has done. And he gets a little slap on the wrist because he's part of political royalty in this country here. And nobody's going to go after the president's son. But unless this was Donald Trump and his son, what's his son, his name? Barron was a teenager and getting into drugs or something. They'd be coming down pretty hard on him, and he would probably serve some hard time. But because they hate Republicans and they hate conservatives and they hate Donald Trump. So it does not apply to the Democrats themselves. They are the political elite right now, the people that are in power controlling everything. So he gets a sweetheart plea deal. Thank God for a conservative judge who saw this for what it really was and did not accept the plea bargain at all, did not accept it. So now Hunter's gone to the opposite, saying, well, then I'm not guilty of anything then. I'm innocent of all charges. You're innocent? We got the tapes, man. We got the money. We got the laundry. We know all the money places you funneled it through here and here and here. And it went to this account. What did you do for these people? You didn't do anything. You were selling influence to the White House. And some might even call that treason, depending how far they, with how much influence they were selling. Somebody might call that treason. Punishable by death. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So we'll see where this goes. Those stalling techniques will be taking place here pretty soon. They'll be coming after Donald Trump, forcing all their efforts on Donald Trump, going after him. But they're going to let this one try to slip through the cracks and probably find a few more diversion stories to take our mind off the whole Hunter Biden, Joe Biden corruption deal of selling the White House to the highest bidder. So we'll find some more diversion stories. Maybe an alien spacecraft will land on the back lawn of the White House or something. That'll take some time up, and we can focus on that. I want pictures. Trust me, if this thing happens and it lands on the White House lawn somewhere, I expect everybody to have snapshots of this thing and video on this, and please put it out there, transparency. Let me see the alien spaceship, and I want to see the little guys crawling out, and I want to see everything. So in transparency, please show me all the footage of the little green men that crawl out of the spaceship. Or maybe they're not little green men. I don't know. Who knows? Show me the extraterrestrial life that crawls out of the spaceship. How about that? And I'm sure if that were a possibility, they would be rushing to them, trying to make them Democrats anyway, and sign them up on the voter rolls, and they become voting Democrats, you know, if they... Sure, you're illegal, but we're letting other illegals in over the border. So you're illegal from a distance, and we recognize that, and we want you to become Democrats and vote for the party here. So we got illegals from the border and illegals from outer space to help fill up the voter rolls on the Democrat Party here. I got an interesting story to share with you here, and it stems out of something that Bill Gates has been doing. You know, he has a mosquito farm in Colombia, and evidently they're breeding all these mosquitoes. They're genetically modified mosquitoes, and they're releasing him in South Florida, probably other places also. 800 million at a time. I'm not sure how often they're doing this, and the span of time they're going to keep doing this. But something interesting happened to me the other night that had me start thinking about this GMO mosquito situation here. And there, by the way, Bill Gates is targeting the mosquitoes because of four cases of malaria in South Florida. He's dedicating all this time because of four cases of malaria in South Florida. Amazing. Not buying the story about trying to save four people or anybody else. There's something else attached to this agenda. So the other night I'm sitting in the kitchen. I have a little small TV in the kitchen. Lights were turned off. Just relaxed, watching some tennis, I think it was. And then suddenly I feel something land on my left forearm. It had considerable mass. You know, I love they said using that term mass, a physics term there, mass. It had mass. I could feel it, and it felt heavier than anything else. And I said, what is that? I looked down, and I saw the blackest of mosquitoes I have ever seen in my life and biggest I've ever seen in my life. I kid you not. It's something like I've never seen before. It was a mosquito. It was big and very black, and it was zoning in. It was ready to bite. I thought, man, I got to get this one. And I smacked at it, and I missed. It was that fast. It got away. So now my thinking is I'm maybe sleeping at night, and this GMO mosquito is going to make its way in my bedroom, and you're sleeping, and it's going to bite you, you know. So I started thinking about what am I going to do here. So we actually have these little small bug zappers in my house, and my wife bought two of them, and they're very small, very decorative. They look actually kind of nice. You charge them, and they actually last all night. And so down here in Florida, we have vegetation, and sometimes when you open a door, a mosquito may get in your house, and you don't want that mosquito biting you later on when you're sleeping. So we put out our little bug zappers in the house, and in the morning I look in there, and you could see mosquitoes that got zapped, and they're in this little cup. So they do work, and so we put them out, and I made sure I closed the door to the bedroom and protected us. I didn't want this thing to bite me. On the fact that we don't know, you know, if a mosquito can bite somebody and give you malaria, what can a GMO mosquito bite you, and what could it give you? What could it transmit to you? Could it transmit the messenger RNA that's in the COVID vaccines? I don't know. I maybe it's possible. I don't know. Anything that Bill Gates is behind is untrustworthy. So I'm starting to think, I don't want this thing biting me. It's big and it's nasty looking, and it doesn't look anything by nature I've ever seen before. And I did find it the next morning. It was in my bug zapper. It was directed toward the zapper. It got zapped. It killed it. And I thought, dang, there it is. It's dead. Thank God. So we're using the zappers down here. But the very idea that these dropped mosquitoes, 800 million of them, were dropped in South Florida and making its way up to Central Florida, a couple hours, I guess with the right winds, whatever, they could do that. And so I was a little worried about what it might bring, you know, the possibilities of this GMO mosquito biting you, what might happen. So we put these little things out, and they worked like a gem. So no GMO mosquitoes in my house, and the GMO mosquito from hell. Again, the question, what could it do, a GMO mosquito, the vector? Could it give you messenger RNA? Could it give you contents of what's in that poisonous COVID shot? Could it do that, that bioweapon? Something to think about. Be right back. Sorry about that video. It was a good video. I'll work on, see if I can get it on a better copy, and we'll play it. Stay tuned. It's all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the game.
And we are back. I had some fun with this one time. This new version here of Steve Vance's song, and told somebody that was John Stadmiller singing the song. They go, are you serious? John can sing? Nah, John can't sing. In the shower. Yeah, he can sing in the shower probably, but no, that's not John. That's Steve Vance doing a different version of the song for the opening for the theme for the National Intel Report. You know, the question I have is, who gave Bill Gates the authority to preside over U.S. and global health policies? Who gave him that authority? What, just because he's a billionaire? He's given honorary degrees in science and medicine, and people say, oh, yeah, he's a millionaire. He's a billionaire. And, well, somebody who's a billionaire must be very smart in science and technology and in medicine. So we'll give him that authority to meddle and dig in and bring us solutions to problems, problems that they created in order to bring a solution, problem, reaction, solution, Hegelian dialectic. You know, who gave him the authority? I never did. And we get people in government here to look up to him like he's a freaking god. He's a god. Bill Gates is a god. He's a great humanitarian. He's doing so much for the world. He's trying to depopulate the planet. Okay, get it through your heads. This guy says you breathe too much CO2. You are part of the problem. And we have to bring down the numbers of people in the world to save the planet. So you're going to have to sacrifice your life. Let's go back to the phones and talk to, geez, I just talked to her. And here she's back again, Pat in Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, Steve. I wanted to tell you about the mosquitoes. There are all kind of things carried by those. That big one is worse, but it's the point I wanted to tell you was they already have a vaccine for malaria.
Yeah, they do. They do. And you know what? You know, I was thinking about the other day too. Let me add this to this, Pat. I mean, sometimes we overthink a situation. We overthink a problem and we overthink the solution. Sometimes the solution is right there smacking you in the face. So what? We have mosquitoes, and mosquitoes are part of the ecological system here. They have certain predators, and everything kind of balances out, you know, and it works that way. That's the way nature works. If it doesn't work, they become extinct and they die off. So if you look at the mosquito here, mosquito has many enemies. It's got the minnow, the mosquito minnow that eats the larvae, which is a good thing. It gets nutrition from the larvae from the mosquito. And you have dragonflies, you have frogs, you have birds. The mosquito has many, many predators that live off the mosquitoes. So if you eradicate and take the mosquitoes completely off the planet, is that a good thing? I say it's not. It's not a good thing. Prevention of disease? Yeah, I have no issues with that. And like I said, I got a little bug zapper here in the house, two of them, and I'll turn it on again tonight. And we have ways to eradicate or at least kill mosquitoes so they don't get too high a population and bring us disease. And we simply don't use what we have at our disposal. Like I said, the dragonflies, I tell you what, I'm out in my backyard. And I got a lot of vegetation. I got an orchard back there. And I'm very happy when I look up in the air there and see a school of in formation, almost like B-52 bombers. I see dragonflies going zipping back and forth. What are they doing? They're nabbing mosquitoes. That's their job, to take out mosquitoes. So I feel very protected when I'm out there and I look up, hey, this is great. I got dragonflies today. Yeah. Nobody's going to bother me. No mosquito's going to bite me here. The dragonflies are doing their job. And so we overthink the solution to the problem. And I'm very suspicious of anything that Bill Gates puts his hands on, because the guy is evil. I mean, he told us in the TED speech, we have too many humans. We need to bring down CO2. Humans are the greatest contributor to CO2. So therefore, we need to bring down the population of people. We can do that well through proper use of vaccines and female reproductive care. I didn't forget the speech. This guy pretty much in Africa sterilized a lot of women using the Nor implant. He sterilized people. So he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy that's been giving authority over our public health policy and the world health policy. And he's part of that cabal in the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum. We got evil, evil people that say, you got to go. You bottom feeders have to go. We're going to bring down this population. 2030 is our deadline, and we're going to meet that deadline. So, am I a little hot, angry about this guy? Well, yeah, you're dang right I am.
Ivermectin kills malaria.
Yep, it does.
Ivermectin.
Yes, and, it does. Exactly.
Yeah. But I went ahead and I bought mosquito repellent.
Well, don't get any DEET. Stay away from the DEET. I go with natural stuff. I even make my own using lemongrass and clove. They don't like lemongrass, clove. They don't like garlic. They don't like mint. There's a lot of things they don't like. Citronella, which comes from the lemongrass itself. And there's things they don't like. Natural repellents. I don't want to put anything on my body that's going to be absorbing, like some chemical like DEET. I don't want that in my skin to absorb into my body and build up a level. So there's a lot of natural stuff you can use. And the bug poppers outside, they work great. I've got two out in my backyard that take care of insects. Use those things and be smart about this.
They like black.
okay?
Yes, they do. So, they like banana peels, too. They love bananas.
They like to sneak out behind you and bite you. So I take a piece of black plastic and I stick it on one of those sticky rain things that catches insects. And I stick one side black, and then I put it behind my chair, and they'll go over there to that black, and then they'll get stuck on that rain, whatever they call it. And so they can't sneak up behind you and bite you.
Yeah, right, right.
But I'll probably
there's nothing worse at nighttime when you're sleeping and you're pretty nice sleep, and you're lying there asleep, and you're cool and relaxed, and suddenly you hear this right in your ear, and you're like, oh geez, and you're waving your head, you've got to put a cover over your head. There's one out there somewhere. But I said, since I started using these little orange bug zappers in the house, they are doing their job. So anything that Bill Gates is associated with is evil. Pat, I gotta move on. I got calls lining up. Talk to you soon. Here, Steve in New Mexico, you're on next.
Hey, you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you were talking about malaria. Yep. I was listening to Jeff Rentz here, I think it was last week. He was talking about, are you going to use mosquitoes with malaria?
Yep.
And they were going to use it in Africa to get rid of the blacks or whatever. I'm going, oh, really? So I guess that's part of, Gates's deal. And the guy has no soul. That's all I can
say. He doesn't. He does. He has no soul. You're absolutely correct.
And
Fauci also, he has no soul.
Yeah. I was talking to my brother, and I said, what did Thomas Jefferson said needs to be done about every 20, 25 years?
Revolution.
And that's to refresh the Tree of Liberty.
Yeah.
And these guys need to go into the ground. And I agree with one man, but he goes way back in biblical, and there's King David, and he didn't fool around. He went out and put him in the ground because he didn't want his people bothered or nothing. But that's spiritually, that's the way it usually goes. You know that.
Yeah, so, yeah I do. I almost want to, with these evil people here, kind of go back to early medieval times here, England, and cutting off the heads of the thieves and the traitors and the murderers and the thieves, and they put their heads on the line them up on the column there on the bridge itself. I despise these people. They are pure evil. You're absolutely correct. They are pure evil. And I'm hoping that we'll get some justice in this lifetime. Beyond that, I'm going to leave that in the hands of God, but I would love justice in this lifetime.
There was something, Bill Bagley or whatever his name is, he's a minister or something. He brought up a deal of some labs were found by the FDA out in California, and there's something really screwy going on with them. And then the other one was that a yellow freight, they're getting ready to go under, I guess. And that's
I saw that. I saw that.
33,000.
Yeah.
I'm going up.
I saw that today, this morning. Yeah,
really
yellow
gonna,
freight. Yeah.
That's going to put a punch. That'll put a punch.
Yeah, it will, because it's going to, if they increase the problem with the shortage of food and supplies here, the supply chain problem, that's just going to jam it up even more so. We're going to have less of the items that we need. This is probably all by design also to bankrupt. And yellow freight's been around forever. I thought it was more of a solid company, but evidently it's not. Something's happened. Or it's the new Green Deal, the getting rid of diesel. That's going to put them out of business, and they realize we cannot do this. This is not feasible for us to go green and get rid of diesel, and therefore we're out of business. Yeah,
I know, like World War II and all that happened back then. That give you and I a future. I want to see a future for our young people.
This
is why I want to go. This is why I want to go after these characters and just get rid of them, especially the guy up in Switzerland. I'd like to just totally just put him in jail, whatever.
Yeah. does Lee Harvey Oswald have a brother? Send him up to see that guy. Yeah.
There you go.
I despise him, you know, and I'm German too. And this guy here, he doesn't do any justice for Germans. He's evil too. Another evil guy, Klaus Schwab, another evil guy.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, I appreciate your call.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll let you go. We'll talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Yep. Stephen in Mexico is gone. Let's go back to Texas and talk to Patrick. Patrick in Texas. Welcome, Patrick.
Yeah, Steve, I think Klaus Schwab, he's related to the Rothschilds, from what I gather. So he's well connected. That's how he got the job. But Cicero said, a nation can withstand its ambitions. It can withstand its fools. And it can stand an army at the gate. But it cannot withstand traitors, enemies from within. And that's what we got. These people, they know what they're doing. They've taken down country after country. They go in and they assassinate the Archduke Ferdinand. They took out Tsar Nicholas and JFK. You know, that's what they do. You know, and they take countries down from the inside, and then they set up these shell companies. Well, we have foreign for-profit corporations that call themselves governments. They're fake. They're using corporate laws, and the Constitution in 1871 was written as bylaws out of Scotland, and it looks like the real thing, but it's not. It's all what we call de facto. But half a million people in England has been damaged by this fake vaccine they got here, and God knows how many millions we've got over here. Yeah, but it's damaged. Not really what they're gunning for. It's not really the blacks from their malaria in Africa. As Brother Nathaniel said, they want the white people because we're the only ones that can stop them.
Yeah, what's going to happen here? You are going to see a spread out of the death zone. They were smart enough to spread it out. Not every vial was the real deal. There was some placebo in there. And so they're going to spread out the death, so it won't be a lumped all together, because if we had a massive die-off, it would point automatically just saying, what, we can point the massive death toll to global warming, climate change? No, we can point it to what have we been taking for the last three, at least taking boosters, and we've been taking COVID shots. So they've been smart enough to space out the death of COVID to the year 2030, but I think we're going to see a significant death toll. We're already seeing it now because the insurance companies are actually coming forward and saying that we're seeing between 18 and 42 a higher death toll. This is something very odd going on here, that we're seeing young people dying so fast, but they're going to spread this death out to 2030 so it doesn't look like it points back to the COVID shot. These are evil people. We are fighting for our lives against evil people like Bill Gates, like Klaus Schwab, like Anthony Fauci. And again, I'd like to see some justice in this lifetime. I would be very happy, smiling, to see justice served and these people put on death row and carried out the sentence. Hey, I got to move on. Other calls coming in. Okay. I appreciate your call. Let's go back to the phones and talk to James in Vancouver.
Yes, good evening. When you talk about Bill Gates and his mosquitoes and other projects like that, you got to remember that Gates doesn't do this basic research himself. What he does is he farms it out to operations like the Battelle Corporation or Stanford University or Los Alamos. Okay,
or so, MIT. MIT is a big one with Bill Gates,
yeah,
MIT.
And so people say, well, you know, the AIDS virus doesn't exist. Well, they put the damn virus in hepatitis vaccine in the late 70s. Okay, that's how it got going. And then if people say, well, that's impossible, well, these same people believe in SB40, don't they? They put that in the vaccine for polio in the 50s. Yeah. And many of my friends are dying or have died of soft tissue cancer. Back to you.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know how far back. This is the first time I ever heard early on when somebody finally broke down one of the vials and did a little analysis, talked about graphene oxide in the vial itself. I've never heard of anybody saying, hey, by the way, 20 years ago they were using graphene oxide in the vials for this this vaccine. So that was a new one for me. But SV40 being acknowledged by Dr. Peter McCullough the other day, a couple weeks ago. So we know this is not a cure. This is a bioweapon, and its intention is to depopulate the earth. Depopulate.
There's a name to look up there. Maurice Hilleman developed about 40 vaccines with Walter Reed Army Hospital. He's dead now, but I believe he knew where all the dead bodies were buried.
I bet you're right.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks for taking the call.
I bet you're right. Good call. Good call, James. Yep. Appreciate the call. MIT did a little bit of work for Bill Gates, and an article I talked about a while back, storing medical information beneath the skin surface, as brought to you by Bill Gates in the tracking.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Good job for Bill Gates. Eliminate the cockroach. Eliminate the cockroach, the palmetto bug. I don't think it has many predators that want to eat it. I think it must taste terrible. Nobody wants to eat a cockroach. We lost Dan. Dan dropped. Dan, I was just going to bring you up, but that's all right. Do you remember the guy back when we were kids that would drive into your neighborhood with this truck and this canister, this big aerosol canister? You could hear it the streets, a couple of streets over, and it would make that hissing sound of shh. And you thought, what? Oh yeah, the guy, the bug guy, is out there right now, and he's driving around the neighborhood, and he goes around every court, every street, and he puts out this big giant aerosol wave of chemical. I have no idea what chemical was in there. I don't know if anybody really knows what was in that chemical. I don't know what was in that chemical that aerosol can. But I remember this guy quite well. Do they still do this? Do they still have the chemical guy in the truck driving around spraying at nighttime? I don't know. I've never seen anybody in my neighborhood here. You know, I'm out in the country and we got mosquitoes. I got roads. I got regular asphalt roads here. It's not like I live out in the boonies and I have gravel, you know, gravel roads or dirt roads. If we have this system still in place to get rid of these terrible, awful mosquitoes, then I would expect to see this truck coming by once in a while. But I have not been here 4 years and never heard the truck come by and spraying for mosquitoes. So, Bill Gates wants to get rid of cockroaches. I don't care. Go for cockroaches. And take some palmetto bugs with you too. It's kind of the same. There's a relation there between Bill Gates and a cockroach, is there not? I do believe so. And I don't know. Again, like I said, in our lifetime, if I see justice paid in this lifetime for the evil these men have done, I would be very happy. I would live my life and I would finish my life saying there was justice in this world and punishment in this world. You're going to be punished later on anyway, but I want punishment right here, right now. I want to see it for my own self, and I think we all feel that way. A lot of people feel that way. A lot of evil people walking among us these days, and the old saying, the good die young and the evil live forever. It seems to be true, but every once in a while we get lucky, don't we, though? Every once in a while we get lucky and an evil person gets knocked off, and got to see more of that. I'd love to see more of that. Not much else to add tonight other than here's something I thought about today, is that Americans were pushed into massive, grande, large, and now we're being pushed into micro. Have you noticed this? Our cars, the Humvee. Why do you need a Humvee? I don't need a Humvee, but pushing you to getting these big cars, these big SUVs, these Humvees, and our food portion sizes. We used to go from good sized plate to now giving you very little on your plate, small portions, and you pay more. I guess it's the less is more theory, and it's better for you and it's better for the planet. And our homes used to have big homes. Now we're pushing the mini homes, those little tiny mini homes. They almost look like storage sheds. And for some reason, for 500 square feet, they can give you quite a bit for 500 square feet. So my question is, whatever happened to the Honda CRX? This car gave you 67 miles per gallon. What happened to it? You want to go green, bring it back. That completes our show tonight. Back on next Sunday for Off the Beaten Path. Thank you for your calls. Continue to support RBN and tell others about us. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.